Nathan, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. Michigan, Michigan State, who do you like?
Michigan State, go green.
And do you got a score for me?
You know, I think we're going to win by 2 touchdowns.
Wow. All right, Nathan.
I have confidence in my team, Tony. What can I say?
Well, let's switch gears from football and talk about medicinal marijuana regulation. I know the city of East Lansing has been trying to get rules and regulations in place, and now you have three or four ideas that you're floating in the community to see what they think before you make a decision, correct?
That's correct.
Well, let's talk about each one of those proposals that you have.
All right. Well, let me start by saying, you know, the voters overwhelmingly passed the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act to allow people to have access to this medication and to compassionate care, but the act doesn't speak to how local units of government are supposed to deal with the facilities where this medication will be dispensed, whether it's in commercial districts or residential districts or anything like that. So it's really left to us in local government to do that. So as you pointed out, East Lansing has introduced three alternative ordinances. One would basically prohibit commercial operations, be they dispensaries in our downtown or home-based occupations in the neighborhoods. And then the other two, one would authorize licensed home-based occupations where people could run a medicinal marijuana home-based business. And the final one would authorize dispensaries in our commercial districts, like, for example, in the downtown or Lake Lansing or Saginaw.
Do you have a sense of what the people, the citizens of East Lansing, think about those proposals? Do they favor one?
Well, you know, we actually just introduced the three specific proposals this past Tuesday, so I'm not sure if we've had a whole lot of opportunity to get community input on the specifics of the three ordinances. What I do know from the residents I've spoken with is that this ballot measure passed overwhelmingly in East Lansing, and East Lansing residents support the proposition that patients in need should have access to compassionate care and that we shouldn't throw up unnecessary barriers to making sure that they get the care they need. On the other hand, we also recognize that there is a danger and some potential negative implications associated with marijuana and it being in the neighborhoods or it being in the downtown, so we have to strike a balance between access to this medication and ensuring that public safety and good order is maintained.
In your, well, tell me, from what you know, are there any social businesses in East Lansing that have caregivers and allow people to smoke medical marijuana?
I'm certainly aware of caregivers and patients in East Lansing, but to my knowledge, there aren't any established commercial facilities. One of the things that we thought was important in our approach was to make sure that we had imposed a moratorium on the issuance of licenses that would authorize those type of facilities so that we could preserve the status quo and have a community discussion about how we wanted to proceed with this before we ended up having to deal with different facilities at different levels of operation and then trying to put the genie back in the bottle after the fact. So we've tried to be proactive in our approach to this and make sure that we come to a community consensus before this issue really moves any further forward.
Well, we've talked with many community leaders who are dealing with the same challenge you have. They have a legalized issue, and they don't have any rules or regulations, and I guess that's been left to the local municipalities to handle that.
That's right.
Well, before I let you go, I also wanted to talk about the grant that the East Lansing Police Department has received. I know you're very happy because that's going to allow them to add, I believe, up to three more police officers to the staff.
That's true.
And you got to be pleased about that.
I am. You know, East Lansing, like communities across Michigan, has dealt with declining revenue sharing payments and declining property tax values in recent years, and that's made it difficult to maintain the level of service that our residents expect. So we've had to be more creative about funding opportunities, and this COPS grant is one example. Hopefully what it will allow us to do is hire these new officers and compensate for retiring officers that we anticipate will happen in the next few years. So our primary objective is to maintain a quality of service that's going to keep public safety at the level that it's at now and services at the level that our residents expect and demand from their city government.
Nathan Triplett is an East Lansing City Council member. You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and worldwide via the internet at 1320WILS.com. Nathan, before I let you go, is there anything new and newsy that the council is going to be working on or any meetings that you want to talk about?
Well, you know, we've got a lot of issues on our plate right now. The one thing that I'm glad to report is that we have seen a continued interest in development and growth in East Lansing, and I think, you know, we're doing everything in our power to make sure that we make East Lansing an attractive community for businesses to locate, whether it's Greenstone Farm Credit Services or the MSU Federal Credit Union or IBM. You know, we're open to those new opportunities, and the council is trying to do what we can to facilitate that. And despite the down economy, we're seeing interest continue and actually pick up. So that's good news for East Lansing residents and, in fact, for the whole region.
All right, Nathan, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy your weekend.
Well, thank you, Tony, and go green.